So we are talking about the components of your story. This is part two. And in the last episode, we talked about origin, archetype with your heading and skills. And I made a comment about how we're going to bring it all together. And this is now where the Usia journey begins. This really is where the Usia journey begins, because this is where you've decided who you want to be, where you want to go. And it's a journey of, I claim it, the way I explain it is a rescue mission. You are rescuing your identity. So this is where I step into my RPG, IRL RPG of the Usia journey. Now, the Usia journey can be done without the game or with the game. But why would you ever do this without the game? I did it as a game, and oh my God, was it so much fun. So the great conversation was oh my God, I loved the great conversation. The great conversation, you can Google this, please Google it. The great conversation is the conversation that every author of the great books is having, did have. It's over now. And it's literally the dialogue of what the hell are they up to and what are they actually trying to say? And it's the question of what is the great conversation about? The great conversation are the Ashavana. It is the Da Vinci Code. The Da Vinci Code is actually the Pythagoras Code. And this is where knowing your story, and this is where it's infuriating for me, because I wouldn't say it's infuriating. It's a challenge for me, because the story we were given is Trojan bullshit. We are all inside the Trojan garbage. And when you understand the Trojan line, oh my God, is this garbage. This is the best they could do. I mean, seriously, they put us in a permanent criminal slave playing house. It's garbage. So here is really what all of this breaks down to. The first thing you have to understand is that you are inside of the Trojan's story. That is what people call the Matrix. Don't call it the Matrix, because it's absolutely denying what it really is. And you are feeding the delusion. And there are three matrixes. There are three. So if you are not aware of the three matrixes, it's really going to fuck you up. And you're going to fall into the oasis. Don't fall into the oasis. The oasis is not necessary. It's just where the dumb people go. The oasis is where I put my bees who have activated what they are, but they have refused logic, and you can't get out of the oasis. You can't avoid the oasis without logic. Just a moment. Okay, good. So the oasis is the biggest problem, because it is literally, if you chase love and refuse logic, oh, you're going to find the oasis. That is where Hitler's Youth lives. Those are all the people who are reading Hitler's books, How to Be Hitler, while they think it's God of Love. So they've confused Hitler for my husband. So when you are building your story, when you are putting your story together, what you are actually doing is you have amnesia, and you're trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Now, the very first component you are up against is the Trojan BS. You have to first identify what the Trojan BS is. Once you know what the Trojan BS is, then you have to define the parameters of the Trojan BS. The Trojan BS parameters are going to be and are located around 1200 BCE up to present day, which means everything after 1200 BCE, you have to be really, really questioning about. You have to have logic to get through that shit. So that is literally 3,000 years worth of data you cannot use. Stop using it. So the other variable that everyone has to take into account, this is really, 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 really important, is the Magian language. And the Magian language is what I call abstractic. And if you cannot speak abstractic, then you are not going to be able to do this. You also require the ancient Greek psychology, which only comes from the ancient Greek educational system. Fortunately, I have that. So I will be breaking that down for you, because you need the ancient Greek psychology. You need the ancient Greek language, the abstractic, in order to pull this off. Now, once you have the language and you have the psychology and you have the Trojan BS time period, you also need quality, areti. You're not going to get through without quality. So when you have the right psychology, when you have the right language, when you have quality, and you know about the parameters of the Trojan BS, now you can start breaking this down. If you lack these four things, you are dead in the water. You're not going anywhere. The only thing that's going to bring these four things together for you is called logic. Nothing else will work. It was designed that way on purpose to keep assholes out, because this is dangerous shit. So you have amnesia, and that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with the Trojan BS. So if you're reading anything that is 1200 BCE and on, you're reading their garbage, because I guarantee you, you are not going to have the intelligence, education, or knowledge to find where they're buried the truth. It's in ancient Persian libraries, most of which have not been translated yet. So I'm looking at all of this. You got amnesia, and you've got the components of your story. Now, this right here is designed on purpose so you can't touch it. I've already laid out and mapped out everything the Trojans did in the order with citing archaeological evidence to show how, where. They didn't, this stuff is not, it's just not known. It's there on the internet. It's just not known. So it's basically a game of connect the dots. And this is called, this game is called Anna's Dots. So if you want to play Anna's Dots, I have an entire free course that walks you through all of Anna's Dots. I have books, and it literally shows you the dots. And then you can go research the dots all on your own. And I'm just going to let you figure your own shit out, but I'm going to show you what's already there, what's already been proven, and I'm going to give you the actual abstracts from archaeology to show you the exact same stuff that I found that I went, yep, there you go. Now, I cheated. Ethically, I cheated. One moment. I did Magian, got access to the Universal Code, unlocked my own amnesia, and remembered. When I remembered, I went, oh yeah, I knew exactly where to look for all the dots. Because I know you guys are going to need the dots. So then I used the Universal Code and my own knowledge and memory, and I just Googled the dots, found the dots, gave you guys the dots, and here you go. Now go connect the dots. So we have Anna's Dots, Anna's Connect the Dots game. Now, Anna's Dots is also part of the Great Conversation. The Great Conversation are the few people in 2,000 years who figured out this formula, Trojan BS, quality, psychology, language. Now, they lacked the psychology. I tell you right now, that is what they lacked. That's why they couldn't unlock the entire code. They had the language, they had the quality, they had the Trojan BS. Bottom line, there is something called the Kingdom of Heaven. The Kingdom of Heaven is the prison where they put your identity. Your identity was locked inside of the Kingdom of Heaven. They really don't want you to go there. So they built an entire program. The Trojans built a program called Keep Them Away from Heaven so they can't get their identity and unlock their amnesia. Because they created a curse called the Tower of Babel curse, or the Babel curse. The Babel curse is what destructed, caused your amnesia. Memory T cells, memory B cells. B cells, T cells inside of your immune system is linked to your memory. It is your memory cells. And when you have amnesia, it is a corruption of your memory cells that is caused by a Magian curse, a physics curse referred to as the Tower of Babel curse. So when they used Magian to wipe out your memory so you couldn't remember, so you couldn't communicate, that's what they did during the Tower of Babel. It happened in the year 1200 BCE. 1400 to 1200 BCE. It was in the Bible. Antonomachy is the name of the building that they were actually building. So we have that documented out to 1400 and 1200 BCE. So that is when they used the Magian curse to begin our amnesia. Prior to that, fascinating fact, prior to that, people were living like 50,000 years, which is why all of the tablets prior to that point were citing kings as living 50,000 years. And this king ruled for 90,000 years. And this king ruled, it's because they had Magian. That's very, very possible, very, very simple and easy to do when you have Magian. So Tower of Babel curse, 1400s to 1500 BCE is where that marks the first one. That right there is that Marduk bullshit agent of Sifra. So that is the first event. That all being said, the kingdom of heaven is where your identity is imprisoned. So you have to get to the kingdom of heaven, which is located at the 108th ethical perspective. Now, the garbage Trojans came up with a program to keep you out of heaven, and they called it Christianity. Isn't that funny? They gave you a how to not get into heaven program, and they disguised it as a how to get to heaven program, so it would attract all the people who want to get to heaven. So all the people who want to get to heaven, anyone who stepped up and said, ooh, I want this, great. It immediately attracted them bait, hook, line, and sinker into the churches. Now they had everyone marked. Now they know exactly who is looking for the kingdom of heaven. Then they gave them a brainwashing code that completely sent them on a snipe hunt. So the great Christian snipe hunt began, and there you go. Christianity is a snipe hunt. There it is. That's your, let's break that delusion right there. Yeah, Christianity is a snipe hunt. You want kingdom of heaven? We don't want you to have it. Here is this really uber awesome book called The Bible. We're going to create a snipe hunt and send you in the opposite direction. Now, the Magian users knew this, because we have Magian and we can read it in the universal code. So we came up with an anti-snipe hunt solution. The anti-snipe hunt solution is called the Great Books. There you go. That's exactly what it was. It was a code that Pythagoras created called isosophy, and it got embedded into their snipe hunt manual to actually explain, okay, if you can actually read this under the third hidden alphabet and decode it properly using Ashavana code, then you'll understand what's really going on here. This is what unlocked my memory. Is when I read the code, and when you read the code, it unlocks your memory. So when I found the code, I unlocked it, was able to read the whole thing, and found out that my name is all over the Bible. And I went, what the fuck? Yeah, that was fun. So yeah, real, real fun. Kingdom of Heaven is actually the Queen of God. Hi. So it unlocked my memory, did a whole lot of things, and then I went to work. And now here I am. So the anti-snipe hunt is literally it's mine. It's a manual walking me through how to do all of this right here, right now for you in 2025, which is why I know it and no one else does, is because it was a letter written directly to me from Pythagoras with a, Anna, you left this for us. It was one of our past lives. You remember me, don't you? I remember you, Pythagoras. And yeah, he left me this whole code. It's there. When you get to Ashavana and you decipher it, you'll see it, you'll read it. You'll get to the universal code and you'll go, oh my God, there's Anna's name right there. Yep. Really cool shit. So that's what's going on, is there's basically a snipe hunt called Christianity and the anti-snipe hunt, which is the Ashavana code. And that got passed down for 2,000 years, 2,500 to be exact. And it got to the year 2025. And that's where we all are today. So you're on this trip to resolving your own amnesia. So you've got to get to the kingdom of heaven, the 108th ethic, where your identity is. And that is when you can unlock your memories. That is when you will know who you are, 108th ethic. So the problem that I'm seeing people having is, well, they lack the language, the quality, and the psychology and the logic, the quality. So as a result, they don't know about the Trojan BS. They don't know about the great snipe hunt. And they keep falling into the snipe hump, which is the oasis. That's it. That's the cycle. But that's exactly how the Trojans built it up. So when you do Anna's dots, that's going to actually break the delusion, make you aware of the Trojan BS. You're going to see the oasis, and then you're going to get out. But you can't connect Anna's dots without logic. Even though I made it really, 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 really simple for you, you're going to need logic. Because that's what breaks the code for the oasis. It's designed that way, because if you cannot use logic to break the delusion of the oasis, you're not going to qualify for the Usia journey that's to come. That is the trial. It's the logic trial. I wrote it myself. It's really amazing, isn't it? So the oasis is the logic trial of, you want to go on this journey, you're going to have to complete the logic trial. You don't complete the logic trial, you're going to stay circling inside of that little pod called the oasis indefinitely. I call it purgatory. And it's going to take, I think, two years, probably another 2 years before people realize that the oasis is full of shit. They're going to try and escape. Right now, they're at the complaining stage of, oh my God, most spiritualists are assholes. That's where they are now. So it's going to be another 2 years before they realize that they need to get out of the oasis, and they don't know how to do that. Ironically, the people who need logic the most are the people who refuse it the most, are the people who end up in the oasis. So they have to go through the logic trial. So yeah, I love that little thing. That's one of my favorite parts of this whole thing. So if you have a logic trial, if your logic is not good enough, you will end up in the oasis. You will have to complete the logic trial. Love will actually put you deeper into the oasis. Isn't that funny? That's irony. I did say I love irony. Okay. So that's where we start. That's the beginning of the OSEA journey. Congratulations. This is like stage two of 144 trials. That's just trial two. So that's actually the prep work that you have to accomplish before you get into the OSEA journey. So this is where, when I'm looking at the OSEA journey, I gamified it. And it was funny because I didn't know. There was a lot of stuff I was doing, and then there was a lot of stuff that I didn't know. And then I later, because I had my amnesia, and then I later remembered, figured it out, and went, holy shit, I have to go and do some damage control. So I spent like 3 years doing severe damage control on what I had built because I wrote shit that I didn't realize was going to come true because I hadn't realized my powers. Then I realized my powers, what I was looking at, and I was able to completely curtail that. That is what I was doing when I was doing my dialectic dialogues from, that's why I spent a lot of my time crying and sobbing. I also had the Ashavana curse. The Ashavana curse is the inability to communicate any of this until you get to the kingdom of heaven. Your language is taken away from you to protect you and also the information. So you can't give the people this information because if it gets out, you die and it gets lost again. So to protect it, we have the Ashavana curse in place. So you have the Tower of Babel curse. You have the Ashavana curse. Those are all the variables right now. And then you have the Trojan BS with the great Christian snipe hunt. So once you understand what you're dealing with, now it's getting all this undone. And the OSEA journey, I built the OSEA journey, built the pilgrimage, put it all together with my little stepping stones, do one, do two, do three. And it all came together beautifully, and then I gamified it. When I wanted to put it into a game, my idea was, okay, I want to put it into a game. And then I thought, well, I'll just upload it into the waters of math. I uploaded it into the waters of math. All they have to do is manifest, make a wish, and then it will download to them. Once it downloads to them, then yeah, it's automated. It's automated. So it'll just go. Do you want the manual or don't you? If you don't want the manual, it's going to take you. Some people, it will take them 40 years. Some people will die before they complete it. That is the risk you take with the manual, is you're not going to finish it. You'll die before you finish it. Hegel is smarter than you. Look up who Hegel was. Hegel is smarter than you. Hegel died before he could finish it, and he's the one who found the outline of dialectics. He's the one who found the predecessor to spiral dynamics, and he died before he could figure it out. Tesla couldn't even figure it out. He kind of got to it. He got to where Hegel was, and he died before he could figure out his own 369 theory. So there is a high likelihood you will die before you figure it out. Same thing with Dr. Graves. Dr. Graves was a psychologist back in the 1980s who used Hegel's outline of dialectics and discovered spiral dynamics. He died before he could figure it out. So you had Tesla, Nietzsche figured it out and actually did part of it. And he died before he could figure it out. So if you are not smarter than Tesla, plan on dying before you figure it out. If you are not smarter than Nietzsche, plan on dying before you figure it out. And these are four data points, by the way. So you have Hegel, Nietzsche, Dr. Graves, Tesla, all of whom figured it out and they died because they couldn't solve their own riddle. It was too complex for them. So and this is really it. Are you smarter than Hegel? Are you smarter than Nietzsche? Are you smarter than Tesla? Are you smarter than Dr. Graves? You got four of them. Are you smarter than the four of them combined? You've got to be. If you are, then you're good. You'll figure it out in about 3 years. If you're not, you're going to die just like them. So now you have a choice. Do you want the manual to bypass what they can figure it out? Or do you want to try it their way and you'll die before you'll figure it out? You'll get in the oasis and you'll die there, which is where everyone else has landed, because the game is that hard. The game is that hard. Being realistic about your own limitations is mandatory for this quest. Unless you are smarter than Tesla. Bottom line, are you smarter than Tesla? Because if you're not, you're not getting out. You are not going forward. So right now we have an entire world that thinks they're smarter than Tesla. They've taken on what Tesla could not figure out. And they're all too arrogant to realize that they need help. Where to find it. They have no idea that it's connected to any of this because this is a highly complex algorithm. I know because I wrote it. No one's going to figure this out. No one. It takes every genius over 3,000 years to compile all of it together just to be able to read it. It took the goddess of wisdom just to figure it out. No one is smarter than me because you have not been able to figure out my riddle. No one has in 3,000 years. So it's designed that way, primarily to protect it, literally only to protect it. Because when we realized what was happening, we realized that the Trojans needed to die and every threat needed to die. So in order to do that, we needed to get this information, which takes 10,000 years to reverse engineer. It's God work. This is why it's called the God discipline. Is to get it then to the year 2025, intact in one piece. And there's only one person who would be able to unlock the entire code because it's in my DNA. Literally, the code is encoded to my DNA. It's really cool science. That's how I figured out that it was me, is it's my own DNA encoded right into it. So when, it's the key. It's the key, my DNA is the key. One of the keys anyway, there are three keys. So when I had this whole thing set up and it was really cool and I'm like, all right, this is fantastic now. Now it's okay. Now I have to simplify it for the people who are ethical enough to pass the trial. And that's where, this is where it opened up the next part of this whole thing for me is how do I present this to people so they can begin the Olympics again? This is the Olympics, by the way. This is the mental Olympics. This is really what people are up against is the mental Olympics. You don't just hand the Katinos to just anybody. You have to go through the mental Olympics to get it. So this is actually the resurrection of the true Olympic Games, the mental version that got destroyed thousands of years ago, back again. Now, I put it out there, and there's trials. The Osea of the Oasis Journey is the trial of logic. That's the very first one you're going to have. You're cut off. Everyone's cut off from that point. You don't pass the logic trial, you will fall into the Oasis. So, and it's funny because there's like two types of Oasis people. There's the unethical Oasis people. All unethicals land in the Oasis. It's my trap for them. And you're not getting out until you learn how to become ethical and wise to get out. So the ethics and logic are the only way you're getting out of the Oasis. And the seventh ethic is the key. But again, seventh ethic is the key. It's beautiful. So it's set up so that the unethical will die in the attempt to pursue this. You're on the quest for the Holy Grail and no one knows it. That's really what's going on. All these spiritualists are actually questing for the Holy Grail and they have no idea. They think they're special. And it's like, okay, you're a potential B in the entire program, but that doesn't mean you're going to make it this lifetime. It doesn't. And here's the kicker. This is never going away. It's not. It's embedded. I took the immortality code and embedded it in there. So it's here. This is why it's here in 2025, is because I wrote it with the eternity code. So if you fail it this time, you're going to have to repeat it next lifetime. And if you fail at that one, you'll have the next one. So eventually everyone will get through it. And the problem is we are literally now just waiting for the collective narrative to change. I am just looking for my family at this point. I'm just waiting for my family to figure me out, find me, and go through the game. Once my family goes through the game, my family will be the first to complete it. That's it right there, is my family will be the ones who are first, the Pantheon. So I'm waiting for the Pantheon to find it. That's it right there. My Pantheon will be here first in this lifetime, and they will accomplish it in this lifetime, but I got to get it out there. So this isn't actually for anyone other than my Pantheon right now. Next lifetime, that's when everyone else will figure it out and come to me. So right now, I'm just putting it out there going, hey, where's my Pantheon? Where are my first three generations? Because we have work to do. That's who I'm looking for. So I put my little thing out there. I'm like sending out my code. I'm telling people, hey, come to me. And it's definitely picking up, and I'm looking for my Pantheon. They will, and I will know you before you know me. That's the funny part, is I have all of my memories. And this is the most amazing thing is I have my people. My people all know who I am, but I'm not looking for my people. So everyone knows who I am. And they come to me, and I get this over and over, where it's that slow dawn. And then there are the people who they know immediately. So I've gotten everything from, it's amazing. It's like I'm the doctor in Doctor Who, and I get to see the face as they realize it, like that, it's that right there. And I get some people who are like, oh my God, I know exactly who you are. And I have those people. I have the other people where they have me, they talk about me in the third person. That's fun. And then there's that moment where it dawns on them, and then they look at me and they're like, holy shit, you're Sophie. Yes, thank you, I'm Sophie, yep. And I've had those people, I've had those conversations. And then this is what I get a lot of, is they realize it, they call me Sophie, and then they double back and then they deny. And I watch their, so I have a whole algorithm on this, where they fight it. They're like, oh, no, you can't be. And the reason why they think I can't be is because they think that they couldn't possibly have any kind of an access to someone like me. So they're dealing with their own imposter syndrome. So I get to watch them battle their imposter syndrome. It's amazing the degrees in which people will go to deny what I am. I've had people look me at the face and go, you're fiction, you're not real. Yeah, at least you can see me. A lot of people can't even see me. It's why I'm invisible. I've got people going, well, you know, you're not known, you're not famous. Yeah, there's a reason for that. It's because I'm a fae. Because fae have a glamour that shields them from people who can't see magic. So you're not going to see me because I'm too magical to be seen by the majority of people, which is why my following is so small. People are not magical enough to see me yet. No one believes in fairies. And this is where... Yeah, this is my paradox. I live in this space between disbelief, magic, and reality. And I'll walk through, and only the magical can even see me. And even then, only the magical can recognize me, and only if they are powerful enough. And it's amazing to see the proof in their faces. I had one person, and he was looking at the evidence left and right, and he was still denying. When he finally accepted it, I watched him take 20 steps back, completely change my story to accommodate his imposter syndrome. It was amazing. I'm like, yeah, you're not mature enough. I have to, yeah, go. He's in the oasis now. And I watched him fall into the oasis. So you get to this point where it's that expectation of, I know you're not God, they say, because God is ABC. And what they don't understand is they're looking at a future version of me, because they don't take into account that a vision is of the future, but they're in the present. And that's a basic math error, which again is validation confirmation that they're not mature enough to figure that out yet. And I get that a lot. I get a lot of those people. One person said it to me. Well, no, you have a big booming voice. And what's funny is I gave him my big booming voice, and he broke down and whimpered like a little girl, fell apart, had a mental breakdown, and then came back and said, no, you would have a big booming voice. Yeah, I gave you a fraction of that big booming voice, and it ripped you apart. Do you really want me to show you something else? So it's and here's the thing. This is it right here. When you have these powers, you don't show them off. You don't brag, you don't boast, you don't flaunt them, because it hurts people. So I'm sitting here being the responsible, mature, very wise, gentle God, because I know how powerful I am, because I have seen my own energy blast people to the ground. I've done it too many times, so I know how to control my power. Then I get challengers telling me, why don't you hurt me with your power to prove to me that you're powerful? I don't know what kind of a God you think I am. That right there, I hate humans some days. Right there, that is, they are monsters who project their monstrosity onto gods. True gods are not monsters. Only humans are. And Morgoth. Like I said, it's personal. So... taking it all in, showing up as you are. There's a point, a tipping point, where your amnesia goes away and you realize what and who you are. And there is no denying it. And then you're confronted with, do I show up as I am? And that's when I wanted to build, this really is when I set off on this huge quest of, I want to build a sanctuary for the people who have reached a certain point, 36 ethical perspective, where they need the environment of gods to nourish themselves into what they are without fear of being criticized or abused. And you cannot be around human psychology anymore because that shrinks you down. And that's where I am. I cannot be around humans anymore because their psychology, their small thinking makes me small because of the mimic mirror repetition response. Psychological physics, really cool stuff. So I'm at a point where, and I call this a purge, it's I just have my husband here. So I just have my husband here. My husband is the only one equal to me. He's my only peer. So I can talk like this with God. And that's it right there. That's what I have needed. Is I've been needing that psychological safe place for me to, I'm out of my amnesia. I'm back in my palace. And I'm walking with my husband and we're talking. And when I'm talking with him about everything that we're doing, what I'm building, and the troubleshooting that we're doing with Universe B, and then I come into my human form and I move in and among the humans, it's this real, I can feel it warping my mind. And it's that solidifying. Being able to hear them without becoming them. And the reason why, we've talked about this, as in with God and I, not with humans. The reason why I'm still struggling with it is because I'm freshly out of human. I'm way too close to my human. I feel like clay, soft clay, that just came into my own God. And I'm like, memories are back, it's all there. And I need to be around God for a while. I need to be around this atmosphere for a while to solidify it. And then I can go back to the humans, listen to their stuff, and I'll be a hardened clay. So I'll be able to hear them without molding. And it's just because I'm freshly out of human and I'm now shedding that. So this is advanced. This is, you get here at the 108th ethic, 144th ethic. I'm at the 156th right now. So to give you an idea of where everyone is, everybody else, if you're listening to this, you are probably at the sixth or seventh ethic, maybe the second. The second and the sixth are very, very closely braided together. So the sixth, most sixths are seconds. And if you're listening to this, you haven't completed the first 12 ethics. No one has completed the first 12 ethics yet. And it's something else. It's something else entirely. It really, really is. If you're using your Magian powers, well, your Magian radiant energy, I should say, to measure your skill set, that's, you're in the oasis. You're in the oasis. That is not a metric. Mathematics is the only metric. And it's just different. We are absolutely in a world that's not yet been defined, and finding our way through it is going to be an adventure.